Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Sorok is here. Gary is the president of Sorok Financial Services, Inc., a family-owned business specializing in financial planning, insurance, investments, things like that. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Also, The American Dream Revisited. And he's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for almost a decade. Gary, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. 10 years already. Hard to believe.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. Hey, Gary, it's good to have you back. So somebody told me once that the way to tell when to get out of the stock market is when you see the coming in the front door, you see, they called it stupid money, but what they really meant was uneducated money. People who had you know, wanted to get in on the deal, meaning mostly retail, when you see them coming in the front door and you look over at the back door and slithering, creeping very slowly and quietly out the back door are the institutions. That's when somebody once told me it's time to get out. How close are we to that point right now?
Well, I feel like we're there, Jim. I really do. I think right now when you look at how high this market is, and as a friend of mine said the other day, he said, I keep waiting for someone to wake me up and realize this is really a nightmare, not really what's going on.
Right.
He and I talked about it, and we were talking, that is exactly the discussion we had. People are so enthusiastic, and they're so rambunctious. I mean, they want to be in this market, and they want to make money, and I'm thinking to myself, if ever there was a time not to go into market.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that whole theory of buying high and selling low is not a good theory. It's kind of reversed, but that's really kind of what I feel like we're doing. I'm having a hard time, Jim. I really am. It's hard for me to look at someone and say, yeah, I think you should put your money in the market today because it's got a lot of upside. I just don't think that makes any sense.
Well, of course, you and I were thinking this 5,000 points ago on the Dow, right?
Yes,
I was thinking that. I mean, if this is crazy, what's happening,
yep,
and the Fed's accommodated it. The pandemic has contributed to it. But there's so many things going on right now that geopolitically, politically, health-wise, with the pandemic, with the overall economy, we still got a lot of unemployment. But you know, banks have five times the deposits they usually have right now. There's money coming out of our ears, cash coming out of our ears. And see, this is how it's different. When the Depression happened in 100 years ago, 90 years ago, I remember my parents telling me there was no money. It wasn't just that we were poor or that we didn't have a job or that things were hard. They said there was no money circulating. But we got the opposite of that right now. We got lots of cash out there.
Oh, tremendous amounts. I have clients of mine who have more savings than they've ever had in their life. I have clients of mine that are not in debt for the first time in history. And I just look and shake my head, and yes, and one of it is, a big part of it, Jim, is there's nowhere to go and nowhere to spend your money.
Right.
That is one big issue if you aren't
see,
working.
Of course, there's going to be a correction, and I'm not trying to call anything here. I mean, Newton's law of gravity is alive and well, right? What goes up comes down. It has to. And so there's going to be a correction. We don't know if it's going to be, you know, a big, hairy, ugly one, or if it's going to be just, you know, a trickle down or whatever. But when that happens, if it does happen, if there is a major correction for whatever reason, these people who have money on the sidelines, I mean, they're the ones who are going to be able to get back in, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, I had a client in yesterday, and we had exactly that discussion. She is sitting on the sidelines with a lot of money and said, I just don't think the timing's right. And I said,
keeping
well, you
her powder
timing
dry.
In my mind.
We call it keeping your powder dry, right?
Yes, Jim, that is very true. And
are you telling people to get out? Are you telling people to sell?
I have done that now for about the last 5,000 points. I got to be honest with you.
We've talked about this before.
I said if you want to buy something, what better time in the world to take it out of the market where you've made profits, pay your taxes, and capital gains, and buy something? I said it's a great time to do that. So I haven't encouraged people to liquidate, but I have told them if they're absolutely going to buy a car, if they're going to buy a house, whatever they're going to do, use that money because it's highly inflated. And Jim, you hit one thing right on the head. The economy, I mean, I know the economy in Canton, Ohio is not really robust right now. It's not great. And the issue about it is that there's a whole lot of restaurants that are seeing half the same amount of people they used to see. And the people selling clothes, I mean, just everyone I know that retail-wise is very down, and work-wise, there's a whole lot of people that aren't working. So I'm really having a problem understanding why the stock market is up so high when market value is really pretty low as far as I'm concerned, real dollars.
Well, and it absolutely points to the point I've been making over the last 15 years at least, and that's the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. I mean, Wall Street doesn't play by the same rules. There was a time when Wall Street was a leading indicator, the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy, but now the stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself. It has no basis in the economy, does it?
Well, you've mentioned that before, and you're 100%, in my opinion, you're 100% right with that, because to me, there's no way the two are connected any longer. I mean, I see stocks that are up very high, and I see earnings that aren't even close. I mean, half of it. And I said to myself, how does that work? What justifies that? And the answer is, I have no idea. Somebody's pushing it, and someone's making
money. But if the big money, the big money, the uber-rich people are getting out, if they're able to slide out, and their exit is being masked by the uneducated, maybe stupid money coming in from retail, then they're going to get away with it, aren't they? And the little guys are going to get crushed.
Oh, that's what happens every time. It's set for the big people to win. I really do believe that. I don't know how that works or why it works that way, Jim. I'm not smart enough. I'm not inside, but it sure feels like that.
But the problem is, though, see, this makes politicians like Elizabeth Warren blame capitalism instead of Wall Street. And when she blames capitalism, she's blaming Main Street, and we're not the problem. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Gary Sirach and see what he recommends we do going forward with our money. After the break, Gary Sirach, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.